Today's podcast is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Ahuvah Prinzen Bas Teva Miriam by her family. May she have a complete recovery. To sponsor a future podcast to keep these Shurim on Shmir Shabbos Galchasa going, please email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman at gmail.com. We are in the new print of the Shmir Shabbos Galchasa. He starts off with three prakim of Mavui, of introduction of Klali Hil Melecha Shabbos. We are in Perek Aleph. We are up to Se'if Chavav, in the middle of discussing grama. When something is potter because it's grama, because it's you only caused it, but not directly, and when not. So Se'if Chavav begins. V'im derech ha-malacha hi she-metchil li-yoses miyad. If the way this malacha works, when you're doing it, is that the thing happens right away. Aval asiyasa nimsheches v'hayleches. You do something now, but in order for it to happen, it takes time. Over time, it gradually occurs. Afilu im legmirasa daruz ma'meruba. Even if it takes a lot of time for it to finish occurring, ein tchilas asiyasa nikra b'shem grama. That's not called a grama. Elazuhi derech asiyas hamalacha atzma. That's the way this malacha occurs. Someone who does so is chayiv minatayr. So here's a typical example. Says ulachein, hasoifes kedera al gabi ha'esh. Someone who places a pot on a fire. Avim atavshel shabal yispashel rak achriz man meruba. Even though it's going to take a while for the food to fully cook. Harehu chayiv, yichayiv. Why? Kivan shekein derech ha'bishel. Since that's the way of bishel. The way of bishel is you only have to do one ma'isa. Or two ma'isim. You put on the fire, you put the pot on the fire. Or if the fire is lit, you put the pot on the fire. One ma'isim you need to do. The thing doesn't cook instantly, right? And therefore he points out, k'muvan shu chayiv lahasir segaderim min ha'esh, miyad kishu niska sesafas esa, fish she is bashal atavshal v'yavi seteru. Therefore, like he says about Bishal, let's say someone put a pot on fire. And he realizes, he can't say, oh, I did my malach shabbos and leave the pot on the fire. If he could remove it before it begins cooking, before it cooks, he's mechuyev to remove it. Because the whole cooking is his chiyev. And therefore, put a pot on the fire, and oops, it's Shabbos. So grab it off before it cooks. Another example, it gives a nice and similar yera. Someone who puts wool into a vat. Kedei letzeve, to color it. Avki tzviyas atzema nimsheches, zman merubo areu chayim. Right now, the dyeing process of wool takes a long time. You put in a big vat with the colors, and it sits, it soaks, it gets absorbed. That takes a lot of time. But that's the malach of tzviyah on Shabbos, putting it into that vat. So even though it takes time, that's not called grama, since that's the way the malach occurs. If something the way the malach occurs, the ikar malach is that the malach takes time, even though it's only one ma'aser from you in the beginning, that's not called grama. Sivchav Zayin, v'yesha adam is chayv al ma'isa malacha, afal bisha be'enei habriyos, hurak nira kemisha gerim l'malach liyasis. There's times where you're mechuyu for a ma'isa malacha, even though in the eyes of people, it looks like it should be a grama. For instance, gegein ha'seger delos b'fnei balad chayim. Let's say you close a door in front of an animal. And the Baal Chai is now trapped. So you might say it's only grandma. I'm closing the door to my house. No, the Yesh B'zeh Mishum Isser Tzeda. That is the Isser of Tzeda on Shabbos. Right? That is the Malacha of Tzeda on Shabbos. Then it says, Oy ha-moitzi mayim edud ha-emid al gabi eish. If you have water that's cooking in a pot, in an urn or something, and before it's cooked, you remove some water. That causes the rest of the water to cook quicker. That's not called grama. That's chiyuv of bishul. Or he says, Abiseir delas echelon k'negin er doylek. Someone opens a window or a door next to a lit candle. Sha'olo ligrem l'kach. We learned this earlier, where it's a psik reisha, that the ruach tichba is in there, that the candle is going to put out the fire. In such a case, yichayev. What happens? Someone brings his sheep into a field. He's not bringing them to graze. He's bringing them so they should be mezavel. They should fertilize the field, right? The way he fertilizes his fields, he has the sheep going to different fields. Let's say on different days, so that when they go to the basic, he said they fertilize his fields. He does that on Shabbos. That was the derech to fertilize fields back then in the day. They didn't have stores where you can go and buy fertilizer, smelling good fertilizer. They would bring animals to a field, have the animals do what they do, fertilize the field. So one might say that that should be called a grama. You're not fertilizing the field, you're bringing the animals. They're fertilizing the field. But since that is the derech, that is the way to fertilize a field, since that is the way to fertilize a field, that's not called a grama. That is the Maisa Malacha on Shabbos. Continues, Hamastabek min Hashem in Shabbanei Adolok. Yesharim Shechayev, ki arei hor yichave b'shal kach. V'al yidlek v'lo zman mu'ut. Ki betchila. Right, if you minimize the oil, that's by a candle that's lit. Some say yichayev, ki arei It's gonna. Some say even the fire currently, not just it's gonna go out sooner. Some say the fire now is not as strong, so you're minimizing a fire instantly. Not just that it won't light, you know, for a long amount of time, but all this v'yishrim sh'af imena arkei yesh b'kach yezekibu. Some say even if the current flame would remain the same, it would only be a shorter amount of time. It will also be yezekibu mishum shashem v'absil gam yachad. Because the oil and the wick together all cause it, and you're causing it to go out. So if you pour oil out of this, it is, we're out of like the shisel that's holding the oil, you pull oil out on Shabbos, you are chayef.
There are times where b'makom hefsid, mutar ligroim l'malachah
sh'tiyaseh. Malcolm Hef said, we learned earlier, there are times where Chazal, because Grama is only Rabbanon, where Chazal allowed a person to do a Grama. That was the last one. Im omnum any oisim maizib daim. This is when it's not done with your hands. Meaning you don't do it physically. Chayin orin, sha'achza bay ha'esh, betzido ha'echad. Let's say you have a bookcase or closet. The one side, you know, got on fire. You could pour water on the other side. On the part that's not lit, so you're not gonna chas v'shalom be mechabe any fire. You're not gonna pour any water onto the fire. But what will you cause it? That when the fire reaches that area, the water will put it out. That's permitted. Or instead of pouring water, you put wet sponges there or something there. That Chazal permitted. So even though you might say that's a grama, but here the Ma'ase says I have it. Fire, Rachman al son, we mafsed everything you have or whatever you have, right? So therefore, you're allowed to pour water or put wet sponges or wet shmatas down on the other side. So when the fire reaches there, you can't Chazal put out the fire. When the fire reaches there, the fire won't go any further.
Sivchov tes umash arm leil b'sivchov zayin shachacham also feel kashen nir be'enai abriya she'enai el gerim umach shdiyasa.
This, which we said, Chazal said it could be aser even if people think it's called it should be a grama.
Loi amru, we did not say el kasher ha'isa hu gerim lematziv l'shtanis.
It's only said when you cause the matziv to change. Al kashenai gerim shematziv l'shtan ein b'siyas b'siyasi kol isur mut l'asayzeh. If you didn't do anything that changes the matzav, then it won't be a grama. And he gives an example what he means by this. So, l'chein,
mutter liskar deles a chaloin, it's permitted to close a door or a window.
K'neged aner sh'oimid l'chabes machnas haruach. Let's say you have a candle that's lit beautifully. It's a window open. The window's blowing. You want it to stop blowing at the candle. He says, that's mutter to close the window. Or Yoshev Echad al Pesach,
someone sitting by the door to his house, Umaleyu, it's filling up the door. V'nim tzitzvi nitzad b'sei chabayis.
Right? And by that, he's blocking a deer from running out of the house. He's chayiv, that's sod.
V'mo achav Yoshev Latzidoi, someone else came and sat next to him.
Aval pisha achar kach kamarishin v'hoilachloi,
even though afterwards the second person stood up and walked away. Sorry, the second person danced, even though the first person stood up and walked away. So you might say that what? That now the second ones are going for the tzad. Harishan chayiv hasheni mutla leishim kamei at the air of the second guy can sit there all the way till at night. From right to yikach esatzvi. So he could sit there because, right? And he says in Sefkon Kufchav Zayin, the Huadin, so too. Im hoyatzvi kosher. What happens if you had a tied up deer? The mutla leishim before of esadelas. You could close the door in front of him. Fil machach nitra tzvi. Ain't tzarach lefteach esadelas. Even if later the tzvi gets out of the rope, you're not mechuyev to open the door, right? Let's say you have an animal tied down in your house. You have a bird in a bird cage, right? So you're allowed to open and close the door to your house because the bird's ready to trap in the bird cage. Now, what happens if you close the door while the bird cage is closed? The bird is in the bird cage, so you're not doing melach tzad. Now, what happens if later the bird cage gets open, the bird gets out? So now, retroactively, the fact that you close the door is going to keep it in the house, right? So that's going to be mutter. You're not mechuyev to open the door, right? You can say that otherwise it's going to be a grumma that you trapped it. Since at the time that you closed the door, it was trapped in the cage. Se'if lamed. Misasek. We're going to talk about now what's called misasek. Misasek, ka'amu la'el. You said earlier, misasek, menakosuv, b'melechas ha'mishkan, lasis, melocha, melechas machsheves. Right, we said before that in order to be chayiv, you need meleches machsheves. So loyim dem chazal shechayov me'alasiyas melach b'shabes raka sh'ois ma'isayi b'mischavin. Right, Chazal taught us that we learned from this that in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, melach has to be done with kavona. K'loy ma'toich simas leiv. It's done with simas leiv, with your heart's intent. L'ma sh'ois what you do. U'be'ein simas leiv, if there's no intention, ein kan meleches machsheves. It's lacking in melech machsheves. Ella, what's it called? Misasik. Va'is, someone who does misasik is generally potter avlasa. L'dugma, hanishan el akir. Someone, for instance, someone who's leaning on a wall. B'lay simas leiv, without any intention, nilchatz mesik hachashmal. V'nidlak ha'or. Right? By mistake, he leaned on the light switch and he turned on the light. So I raise a misasik who potter. He's a misasik and he's potter because that just sits a shagig, it's potter. Right, because his ma'is malacha was to lean on the wall. Okay, malacha is ha'avara, but shus ha'rab m'shabbos. So to carrying shus ha'rab m'shabbos, because l'chayiv is say so. In order to be chayiv, carrying shus ha'rab, what do you need? Yeshu l'havi chayiv, it's l'ayir chayiv ha'amis shus ha'rab. You have to carry the chayiv, it's dal at amis and shus ha'rab. Ach in the schav, in Lizwek, it's a chayiv, it's a merchak shnei amis. What happens if you are throwing something, your intention was it should only fly for two amis? Right, claim is Yikushang Berkolism, which we said before, by Hatzah, less than 4 amas is Bechlanoism. Then something happened and it rolled, whatever, it went right there, it went for Zerker Arba Amas Potter. Shredalin is Chavin, Lass is Melach Asur, because you had no intention to do Melach Asur. Vechain Sotu, Moisa Evan, Menachas Lebechaitoi. You have a stone sitting on your lap. You didn't know it was there, Ashacha, you forgot it was there. Vekom, you stood up, and it's Galgal, Lair, Arba Amas Yuzam. By standing up, you push it to roll. Dalad Amos is a rab. Potter, you potter. Kutzul Masasik. Hayyitzim mir shusha yachim shusha yachim. What happens if a person went from shusha yachim to shusha rab? It was from a private domain to a public domain. They shachach and he forgot sheish dover bikisei. He forgot that there's something in his pocket. Vayitzim mir shusha lushus and he carried it from one shus to another shus. Ein a chayiv al hoitzahase. He's not a chayiv carrying it. Kivin shemalech is malach sheva is also a title. Dainish yoytzi chayivitz mir shus lushus mim schavin. The Torah's Isser was that doing something be mischaven. And if it wasn't done be mischaven, it's mutter. Right? He didn't do it be kavana. Then it's right. Chayin sort of a noyel delos shal bayis. When it's bar lo shabal chayim nitzayt bin ilose. What happened? Someone closed the door to a house. And he had no idea there was an animal inside. Right? El Baisa tracked an animal, but it wasn't his intention. It was closing the door, had nothing to do with the animal, had to do with him going out. Potter, ve'enu chayv l'vtoyach z'delz l'il shachar. He doesn't have to open the door to free the animal. Right? So this is Dafka, when he opens and closes the door, not because he wants to keep the animal in it. He's open and closing the door. He wants to go in and out. And he did not intend to trap the animal in. or further on. Neschavin laharim yarek talish. What happens? You pick up grass on the floor that you thought was already detached. You were trying to pick up detached. And then so shetalash yarek mechubur. You realize after you rip it off that it was attached and that you pulled it out. Potter ki arei le neschavin klal litlash and mechubur. You potter because you had no intention of ripping something off. Right now, let's say someone wakes up in the morning. And if he gets to Shabbos and he turns on the light, his intention there was to turn on the light. His intention was a malacha, that's not misasik. He was talking about his intention by the switch, his intention by picking up the grass, was not to rip grass. He thought it was detached. Same thing happens even if he meant to rip a grass, but he meant to rip it from off a bundle that was already detached from the ground. Potter. You thought you're picking up a tomato. You thought it's attached from the ground, and it's attached. And you realize you picked the wrong tomato, not the one you had picked the day before and left. Yeah, you took the wrong one, and you detach it. But all these cases, it's potter. So you're doing a melacha, and less than what you intended to do came out. Ketzat, for instance, schaven lohitzi chayfetz lefanov, ubole lachav. You plan on carrying a chayfetz, but in a way that would be shomer in front of you. And it came out after you, in a way that wasn't shomer. You wouldn't have done it this way. Pater, shrei schaven lohitzi b'shmir mula, you wanted to carry it to be carried out b'shmir mula with a good shmira, v'yitziu b'shmir p'chusa. So the way it was done, Shloim Mischavin, it's not how you wanted it done. Such cases generally could be considered misasik. And we put to Avalasa, which is Asdei Rabbanan, but they won't be Asdei Raisa. And throughout El Shabbos, we'll see a lot more applications of how this works out. Today's share is sponsored for Shloim Vahuvish Prince of Bastai Miriam, Maham Mishpacha, and you have a complete recovery. Anyone who would like to sponsor a podcast in the future, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com, to make these shiurim available for the public.